Hi, it's Dave. This is part two in a series of How to Get Rich. I'm trying to share some different angles on this topic, and occasionally I might rant on the legions of get rich gurus out there. I suppose they might be helping some people, but why is it that I can't stand it when some people flaunt their wealth and then they tell you that you need to become just like them? First, like, what is the point of flaunting wealth? Do you need wealth to like cover your insecurities and make you feel important? If so, I think there's some deeper issues going on. And just having more money isn't going to solve anything. It actually might make things worse because you'll have this crutch of money that you're dependent on just to not feel insecure. And I think it actually makes you weaker in the end. Then there's the whole issue of getting rich gurus, getting rich themselves off of selling getting rich courses and materials. It's like a huge industry. And I don't know, it just feels like people preying off of people's desire to get rich. There's lots of promises, lots of shows and gimmicks, manipulation, and all of it kind of just makes me sick. Anyways, I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater just yet. And just because legions of get rich gurus have tainted the field of building wealth doesn't mean that we shouldn't talk about it. Or maybe it actually means that we should talk about it more and dive into it in a way that really uncovers the truth and the reality of building wealth. In the bigger picture, we live in a world with a lot of things working against us. There's no job security left in our modern society. We have rising expenses like healthcare and housing, and family structure is changing. It's tough to count on others when you're getting older. It's the rough reality of our day, and more people are taking their finances into their own hands, wanting to control their own destiny. And then there's the flip side. For every person rising up to take responsibility of their financial future, there's also probably a lot more people giving into cynicism and pessimism, thinking that they're forever stuck and going nowhere. And it's a battle out there, and the battle is over your mind. And I have to say, if you give into cynicism and scapegoating, then you're basically destroying your ability to tap into the potential of your financial future. Basically, you're quitting before you're even starting. It's like writing down on a piece of paper, quote unquote, game over, before you even start the game. So I want to dive deeper into how our minds get sabotaged and keep us from building wealth. So I think we learn most of a lot of our values in our formative years. And it's not just about knowledge and what we know, but it has to deal with views and values, how we understand and interpret the world. And that's why teachers and our education system have an inordinate amount of influence over our society. You add in media that our kids are exposed to, and it's obvious, right, the type of values that we learn as a society. These are values such as passivity. You just sit still in the classroom or sit still in front of a TV and you're entertained, right? You get value. And another value is compliance. The worst thing is to step out of line, right? Especially in a classroom setting. You just want to stay within the boundaries that the teacher sets. And then there's a whole value of authority rules, right? Don't question or stand up against people in authority or people in position, right? And you're taught just to learn what you're told to learn. And the whole goal of our education system is generally to produce good students, right? Who respect authority, who are compliant, able to pass tests. And the problem is that this has little to do with generating wealth. And the problem is actually a lot of these values are actually counterproductive to becoming rich. It's like our education system is trying to keep us in a box. It's drawing these limits and telling people to stay within those limits, and that's what they need to do. I want to show you right here what I think are the three main steps in building wealth. And I call it like a wealth building cycle. So the first step is you create value by solving things, improving things, and creating things. And people recognize that value and trade money or whatever for the value that you create. Now, the second step is that then you take that money, whatever people give you, and you buy assets that can grow and compound over time, even without your involvement. And lastly is number three, you use the growth of your assets to cover your living expenses, and then you pursue your dreams with the remaining. And hopefully your dreams are related to helping others and making the world a better place. Now, I think it's a tragedy that our education system doesn't teach us these things when we're young. And I also think it's sad that most of our parents aren't teaching these concepts to our kids either. Take the first concept, for example. You create value by solving things, improving things, creating things, and then people trade money or resources for the value that that you create. It's actually quite simple, but actually very profound and revolutionary. It's about creating value that people recognize, and then people compensate you for that value because it's valuable to them. I think this ought to be one of the main focuses of our education system, teaching kids how to create value. But instead, education is muddled in tradition and topics that build archaic skills. It's not enough to know grammar and basic math and history nowadays. That doesn't teach you how to create and build and solve problems. That's on a completely different level. And I think once we realize that our education system has largely failed us, then it's quite freeing. We're left to now take things into our own hands, and we've got to re-educate ourselves. And we ask the question, how can I create value? And I think this is probably the driving question that most people need to ask themselves if they want to build wealth and get rich. This is the first step of this wealth building flywheel. By creating high value, it allows you to accumulate money or resources that you can now exchange for assets that can grow and compound over time. And it's a tough one because most people are good at following orders or instructions, and that's what they've learned all their lives. But to create value and high value that others feel and treat very valuable is actually quite completely different. It's actually antithetical to being compliant. You can't create much value if your main specialty is doing what you're told to do. You create value when you do something in a different way, when you solve a problem uniquely, or you're building or creating something that only you can do. All right, I want to wrap up this video, this part of the series, with a few specific ideas on creating value. First off, this video and this series isn't meant to trivialize or minimize what it takes to build wealth. It's meant to actually plant seeds of clear concepts and ideas that are meant so you can mull it over and run with it in your own direction, in your own way. That said, here are some questions I think that could help with this first step of just trying to get this getting rich flywheel started. Number one question is, am I creating high value? Now, you know you're creating high value if people are trading, right, high value resources or money for the value that you're creating. And if you're not creating high value, then this is actually the first step to actually pause and actually really dive into this and think about this is creating high value. Now, number two questions, how focused am I on creating high value and how much of my brain energy am I using toward this? Now, creating high value is not gonna happen by itself. And a lot of it is actually, you need to will it to existence. It needs to be our priority, meaning it's going to take a lot of intentionality. And a lot of it comes from this dissatisfaction that you're bothered, right? You're really bothered deep inside that you're not creating more value. And that dissatisfaction really pushes you on the road to create more value. All right, number three, another question to ask is, how can I learn to spot high value opportunities? For example, a lot of the highest value opportunities in the companies that you might work at are simply the areas that mean most to the company. Most of the time, it might be growing revenues or growing profits in some way, because that's kind of like the heartbeat of most companies. But in order to do so, it could be, you know, the company needs to market better or improve their product, or they need to build new products or new distribution. And there's a ton of ways actually to hit the bottom line, to really improve the company's highest priorities. And in order to deliver high value, you need to be working on the highest value problems in your company. And I think this actually, if you're wanting to deliver and increase the value that you give to your company, this should become what you use your brain energy on the most. Now, if you're in your company, you're not working on these high value problems and you're working on low value problems, then this is something I think in order to deliver high value, you need to change. You need to find a way to move over into the areas, into the problems like are the highest value, right? That are the highest kind of pain points for your company. If you do so, that's gonna start activating your brain energy, really put you in the right position to deliver high value. All right, number four is, what skills do I need to develop to create high value? I think personally, it's best to do it in context, meaning oftentimes we try to, you know, prepare for things to the point where we get paralyzed rather than just learning while we do it. For example, sometimes it's a great idea just to volunteer to do something of high value, right, for your company. Or even if, let's say you're not working or you're doing a side project or a side hustle, you find a company, you find a person who needs something of high value, right? They're needing to solve something that's a super kind of difficult problem, whether it's a marketing problem, whether it's a product problem, a design problem, right? A writing problem, whatever, communication problem. And then like you just go for it, right? You say, I'm gonna help you solve that problem. You probably don't even know how to solve that problem initially, but what you do is you go back and you find people out there that know what they're doing and who are solving problems like that. So Here's the thing. The internet is an amazing invention. I think it's the world's greatest invention in history. It connects the whole world. And I think the internet favors those who use it for their advantage. So you search out the people who are solving the problems, right, like you're facing. You contact them. You're persistent. You pick up, right, all the lessons and gems that you can, and then you apply them to the high-value problems that you're solving. All right, number five is, am I a master of creating value? So this is where you want to get to. Like when you hear this question, am I a master of creating value? You can answer it with a resounding yes, because you know what you deliver. You know how you're able to create things, solve problems, and deliver value. And more specifically, you know how unique, you know your unique way to deliver value, right? That only you can do. So this is kind of like the place where I think if you can get to, then you kind of solve this first step of the building wealth flywheel. And then this first step will actually feed into the second step of the building wealth flywheel, which is you take the assets and the money you receive, right, for creating high value, and you exchange them for assets that can grow and compound even without your involvement. All right, in the next video in this How to Get Rich series, I want to talk about the power of ownership and compounding assets. So I want to really pitch the vision for this second step of the building wealth flywheel. And I think some of the concepts really blow you away. Anyways, it's been fun chatting. Go ahead. And if this video has been helpful, like and subscribe. I've also created a playlist on my channel called How to Get Rich. And I'll add this video and all of the other videos in this series to that. Lastly, all my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also active on Twitter and my handle there is HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.